we just referenced over the last number of days, the news coming through of the closure of a popular business in Castle Island, Nana B's in Castle Island. And with me in the studio here in Clarny, I've got the owner of Nana B's, the operator, Trish Higgins. Trish, good morning to you and thanks so much for joining me this morning.
How are you, Jerry?
Listen, tell me a bit about the business. How did it start and how are things going over the last 10 years in operation, I think?
Well, 11.
11,
yeah.
11.
We started in March 2013 as a gift shop. So Nan had passed away the year prior, and we wanted to, I suppose, honour her in some way and have her legacy kind of live on. So we opened the gift shop, and a year later we opened the cafe. And 10 years now we've had the cafe. I suppose, Jerry, to say my heart is broken is an understatement. I'm very, very heartbroken. I'm heartbroken for the community. I'm heartbroken for ourselves. I'm heartbroken for the staff. I wouldn't cry.
No, listen, it's a very, very personal thing. You put your heart and soul into running a business.
Literally, heart and soul, like, yeah.
Every hour, 24/7.
And staff with me, like, they put everything into it as well. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like as much of a shock as it came to everyone else, it was a shock to me too. I kept thinking like we'd be able to do something. Something will happen that we won't have to close.
How did the 10 years go from that point of view? Was there times when you thought, yes, this is working, this is going well,
you brought
in the wood-fired pizzas, all of those sort of things?
It was, and a lot of people have said to me in the last few days, like, sure, you're an awful busy spot. We were, like, we were extremely busy.
Yeah.
And fierce, like, the success was something else, like, you know, and the potential that was there was something else. That's what kept us all there, like, was the potential. But I suppose, like everyone in the hospitality industry, we're up against impossible situations. Like, yeah, everything's up against us. I don't know what to say.
There's no one reason why a business closes.
Of course not.
There's a number of different factors.
Of course. But in our, like, I'm sure you've heard over the last year, the term, the perfect storm, it is the perfect storm between the rising costs, energy, food, everything has tripled, if not more. Rates. My rates at the moment, like, the national and local government have an awful lot to answer for. My rates at the moment, nobody could pay them.
Yeah.
Do you know? Not a mind a small business, like.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
Too high before you open the door, before you turn on your lights or serve your first pizza.
Almost 1,000 a month. How could you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, a number of things have happened. Was it a question, do you think it got to the position where you had to make the decision to close? Was it from the energy increase, the cost of supplies, the inflation recycle that we've been in for the last 2 years, which now is coming down, but was there, and everything shot up? Your energy, your input costs, your supplies, your food. I talked to a number of other businesses over the last while, and they were saying that they're constantly getting phone calls from food companies saying, oh, by the way, our price is going up next month.
Constant email into the phone every day, like, this has gone up, that has gone up. Like, that's fine. Do you know, you can work with that. You can put up your menu prices. But
there's a cap on that as well, isn't there?
There's a limit to what people will pay. We wouldn't have been as successful as we were if we were charging the astronomical prices that are out there and that have to be charged now.
Yeah.
Do you know? So yeah. I really don't know. I don't know what's to be done. And people are asking me, like, I've had a few people on from up the country, like, do you have any advice on it? Sure, I have no more advice than anyone else, like.
Yeah.
Do you know?
As to what
if I had an answer, I wouldn't be in the situation.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You'd still be operating.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Because everything about the business was fabulous, like, and I think that has come across in messages, it's come across online, like, it's come across from people ringing up and telling us, like, what it meant to them, what Nana B's meant to them, like, do you know, so, I really don't know.
Yeah, and look, it's disappointing from the point of view of trying to keep town centres and village centres going, to keep them regenerated, keep businesses going, to keep local employment going, small and medium enterprises like yours are the backbone of the economy.
Yep.
But if they are closing, it's very strange. On one level, you're looking at a situation where we're at near full employment. Mm-hmm. There are people crying out for staff across different industries, but at the same time, and we're a economic growth, but at the same time, several businesses, good businesses, are still going by the wayside because everything has just gone up in price.
It doesn't seem to make sense. It doesn't make sense. There's no sense or meaning behind it at all. And I really believed we'd be able to hang in, like, I don't know, like every grant that we went for during COVID, there was a lot of grants. We were never eligible for anything. Do you know? It would always come down to, they'd throw back something. We weren't on the main street. Do you know? Like,
when
you're up against that as well. That's very tough. There's no help. Like,
was the VAT warehousing part of it?
Of course,
that's something that a number of companies. This was effectively the government saying, "Look, we're going to help you through. We're not going to charge VAT."
That wasn't help to anyone.
But it was just that wasn't the grant. It was a loan.
Push it out. But it wasn't help to anyone. Do you know? Yeah. And now, of course, like we've seen the amount of closures, and I mean, I suppose I've seen it because I'm watching other businesses, like in my industry. Do you know, I had a heightened awareness of that the last year, and I suppose I can see it more maybe than a customer that can come in. Industry giants, like institutions, second and third generation foodie people, hospitality people going down, like, you know, we were first generation, like we did a good job,
Hard to understand. This morning, the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, we were talking to them in the programme over the last number of days, but they've come out with a report estimating the tourism and hospitality industry will be hit with an additional €1.4 billion in payroll costs by 2026 as a result of government policy. Now, this is the move to increase the living wage, PRSI increases, pension auto-enrolment. They're all going to put significant pressure on the sector. They're calling on the government to move tourism enterprise to the enterprise portfolio due to it being a vital economic engine for the country. And they're saying, look, there are pressures out there. On top of the cost increases, there are pressures of increased wages, increased, all of that is adding to the problem. Would you be in agreement so that you've come through that?
Of course,
really?
Yeah. I've had an amount of calls from people in the industry asking for advice. I don't have advice. I really don't. I don't have.
Trish, what would you say to someone who says, look, this is just business. It's tough. It's survival of the fittest. Some companies make it, other companies don't.
I suppose for us, we were more than a business. Like, we were a community hub. We really were. I suppose it's a tough pill to swallow, you know, when you push that amount of heart and soul into a place, that amount of, like, reinvestment. I never had a wage from Nenabees. Like, continuously invested back into the business, like, to make it bigger and better and, you know, offer what I could when I could. Like, we were constantly reinventing ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
And you could feel it, like you'd go to a game. You can feel that buzz. You could feel that buzz in Nenabees. It was palpable, like, the goodness that was inside the door, like, you could feel it. Yeah. And that's why we were as successful as we were. You know, so it's much more than a business, and it was much more than a business to me. And I suppose that's why
it's so
the heartache is there. Like, it's so disappointing. And something will have to be done, like, it really will. Because it's like, we're not, I saw a few people a few weeks ago go down, and I thought, Jesus, like, how is that possible? Like, you know, that'll never happen to us. And then it comes in the door, like, and it does. Door. Yeah.
Yeah. Shop owner in West Kerry gets in touch. Great sympathy for nutrition. Nana B says the electricity rates are the biggest killer. His electric bill pre-COVID used to be €500. Now it's €1,500. Nowhere near enough breaks given in that. That's one of the major stories
insane,
of it, really.
Insane. Small businesses need a hand. Do you know, the banks can be pulled out of this and that, and the politicians, like, can do whatever they want. But small businesses, the life and heart of the small towns, like, something needs to be done.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was saying to someone this morning, one of my favourite parts of the business was the kids that came through our door. Like, we had an amount of kids down through the generations, like, that are adults now, that worked with us and alongside us, like, and God, they were my favourite part. They really were.
Yeah.
Even taking that out of the community, like, do you know?
Yeah.
To have a place that you can learn hospitality game, like that you can experience it and you can gain confidence and everything else from a place like your first job, you know.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And I suppose, I don't know how long I have on here, but I want to thank everyone that has worked with us down through the years. Like,
I'm sure you've heard from lots of them over the last number of days.
An amount, yeah. And the messages would floor you, like, and I want to thank everyone for the messages, and so sincere, like, do you know. Mm.
Mm. Are you still dealing with the housekeeping of closing the business?
I am, of course, yeah. And I suppose it is something to be said, like, I'm getting messages about vouchers and things. Everyone will be sorted, like,
yeah.
I've never wronged anyone. Everything will be sorted and everyone will be sorted.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be a few days, like, I suppose.
You're dealing with all that. But has this turned you off business?
No.
Or what's next? Or have you even had time to think about that, really?
It hasn't turned me off. The memories, like, I was reminiscing the last three days between tears, like, and the memories I have, it's all good, like.
Yeah.
I have a handful of bad stories, negative stories, like horror stories that you'd hear in the food industry. But I mean, other than that, it's all good. Like, we really, yeah. And it sounds mad, like, but we really had fabulous people come through the door, like,
yeah.
Between working with us and coming in to be served, like, everyone was fabulous. My suppliers, I've one or two bad stories, like.
But majority has been positive.
Fabulous, really fabulous. And do you know what? I'm proud of what we achieved. Like, I'm proud of what my staff achieved. I'm proud of what I achieved. I'm proud of what my mom and dad helped us to achieve, like, as well. Yeah, I'm very, very proud. And I suppose there's just a massive thank you, like, to everyone, yeah. Our local community. And I think I said this as well earlier. We weren't just a Castle Island community. Like, we were. It was Kerry.
The wider, you know, area,
we had,
yeah.
An amount of people coming from Killarney, Tralee, West Limerick, yeah. Cork. Like, we had an amount of people that were very far spread. Like,
yeah, there's Mary from Cremon gets in touch. So sad about Nana Bees. It was a lovely place. There was so much space inside and outside space as well. Love the bees on the tablecloth. Best of luck to everybody involved. That's just
thanks
one story.
A million. Yeah, there's an amount coming in.
Yeah.
And I think... Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It is, like.
Look, very difficult. Trish, it's a hard thing to open a business. It's hard to keep it going. Very hard to close it. So, and it's hard to talk about it as well.
Very hard,
so,
yeah.
So, look, thanks for coming in and telling us your story. And hopefully it will inform the powers that be and people out there as to what goes on and what's needed to happen to try and keep
this
open.
There will have to be help.
Yeah.
Someone will have to help because it's not just us.
Not sustainable at the moment.
It will happen, no.
Yeah. Okay, Trish Higgins.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks so much for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Trish Higgins there, the owner of Nana Bees in Castle Island. If you have a view on that, your own story in business, how difficult it can be out there, get in touch with us on the programme. We want to hear from you.